This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a special economic package of $175 million for Seychelles. Addressing the joint press conference after meeting the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Harmeni, in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security. The Prime Minister added that as a maritime neighbour and trusted partner, Seychelles holds a special place in India's Vision Mahasagar.
Ek maritime neighbour aur vishwasniya sajedar ke roop mein, Seychelles Bharat ke Mahasagar Vision ka abhinna ang hai. Hamara sahyog jal, thal aur nabh ko samahit karta hai. Charchaon mein humne is sajedari ko aur adhik sasakt banane ka marg prashast kiya. अपने आर्थिक सहयोग को और सुदृढ़ बनाने के लिए नए अवसरों की तलाश जारी रखने पर हम सहमत हैं.
India and Seychelles also signed 7 memoranda of understanding across various sectors including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. Moreover, President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet in honour of the visiting Seychelles President, Patrick Harmeni, at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Welcoming him yesterday, she said that India's relationship with Seychelles is based on mutual trust and respect and shared belief in democracy and pluralism. Earlier, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan called on the President of Seychelles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with his Mauritian counterpart, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the conversation yesterday, they reaffirmed commitment to strengthen the special, historic and people-centric ties that unite both the nations. Mr. Modi also said that he looks forward to welcoming Dr. Ramgulam for the AI Impact Summit next week. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the India-US trade deal is the best agreement in the national interest in which the interests of farmers have been fully safeguarded. Talking to media after Govardhan Parikrama at Mathura in Uttar Pradesh, the Agriculture Minister said major grains including wheat and paddy have been completely protected in this agreement.
I would like to thank Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He did not allow the farmers of India to be harmed. This agreement is the best agreement in the interest of the nation. The interest of the farmers have been safeguarded. This agreement is an example of diplomacy, development and dignity.
The Rajya Sabha will resume discussions on the Union Budget 2026-27 today. Lok Sabha is also scheduled to take up the general discussion on the Union Budget. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget in the Parliament on the 1st of this month. The first phase of the budget session commenced on the 28th of January and will continue till the 13th of this month. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd of April. The BJP-led Mahayuti has recorded a sweeping victory in the Maharashtra Zilla Parishad elections, winning 552 of the 731 seats whose results were declared by the State Election Commission yesterday. Within the ruling alliance, the BJP emerged on top with 225 seats, followed by the NCP with 165 seats and the Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena with 162 seats. In the opposition Mahavikas Agadi, Congress won 55 seats, Uddhav Thackeray-led Shiv Sena UBT secured 43 seats, while the Sharad Pawar-led NCP-SP won 26 seats. Stock markets were trading higher at the open this morning. Benchmark indices turned green as Sensex was trading at 84,259, gaining 193 points, while Nifty 50 was trading at 25,934, up by 67 points. The gains reflect positive impact from Asian peers and improving foreign fund participation. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Namibia were 9 for no loss in 1.4 overs against Netherlands in the Group A clash at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi when reports last came in. Earlier, the Netherlands won the toss and invited Namibia to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.